Are you being influenced? Well, if you watched a blockbuster film in the last decade, well, then there's a chance it has been influenced by the Chinese Communist Party. Now, here's the reality. The CCP may be running the largest influence campaign in history. Now, in Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epoch Times, well, investigative reporter Tiffany Meyer reveals how the CCP exerts control over some major studios. Don't miss the most important documentary about Hollywood yet. And for a limited time, you can watch the first 10 minutes for free when you go to the website hollywoodtakeover.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Hey, we're all looking to save, especially on medical bills, but where do you start? Now, unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings, well, it can seem impossible. HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance, and they flag errors like overbilling or wrong codes and fraud. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, saving starts with knowing where to look. Go to their website. It's healthlock.com today before you see any other healthcare provider. Hey, what if your home's title, which is the legal document that proves you own your home, is in some criminal's name? Well, that's called home title theft, and criminals all over the world can find your home's title online, and then they'll forge your signature, they'll take out loans against your home, or even worse, sell your home. Now, how do you know some criminal's not taking over the title to your home? You can find out with sign up at HometitleLock.com and use the promo code Sean, S-E-A-N.
Stay right here for our final news roundup and information overload.
All right, news roundup and information overload hour, 800-941-SEAN, our number if you want to be a part of the program. We'll get to your calls in a half hour. We are in Pennsylvania, where tonight we will have a town hall with Dr. Oz, who now has all the momentum against the radical trust fund brat by the name of Fetterman. Also tonight, we'll be joined by Speaker Gingrich. He's going to be with us. Senator Tim Scott, Senator Tom Cotton will be with us. Here's the choice that Pennsylvania has to make. It's a pretty simple choice. I've never, ever in my entire adult life, starting radio in 1987, seen a candidate put forth that is more pro-convicted murderer and pro-criminal than John Fetterman. And we'll explain this in all its ugly details tonight. This guy wants abortion on demand with no restrictions, even up to the moment of birth. Here's an $81 billion industry in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, where we are today, fracking. He wants a moratorium. This guy literally has praised BLM and taken pictures with his friends that are members of the street gang, the Crips. You can't make this up. He wants taxpayer dollars to be spent to create safe heroin injection sites. He hates oil companies and grocery companies, grocery store companies so much, he wants to sue the CEOs of these companies. He wants Pennsylvania to be a sanctuary state. Don't forget, as mayor, this is the guy that chased an innocent African-American jogger down the block, and according to the jogger, pointed a shotgun at his chest and held him captive. And the guy did nothing wrong, and nothing wrong had even happened in the town. On top of everything else, this is the most radical candidate. The more that people learn about John Fetterman, the more they don't like him. This guy's never worked a job in his life. I call him a trust fund brat in a hoodie. He has this whole image that he's created of himself. You know, he's all tatted out, wears this big hoodie, tries to act like the common working man. And yet he never had a job his entire life. I mean, he buys a house from his sister for a dollar. And then he ends up owning six other houses. Nobody has any idea where he got the money from in his town where he's a mayor. By the way, the town that he was a mayor of, well, when he became mayor, it had 2,159 people. Now he got rid of about 21% of the population. It's down to 1,721, with the average median household income of only $23,050. This is the guy you're going to make the senator? Anyway, Newt Gingrich, who will be with us at this town hall for Dr. Oz tonight, is on our newsmaker line. Yeah, you know, we've been friends since way before 1994. We first became friends in 1990 when I interviewed you at a Holiday Inn in Decatur, Alabama, while you were giving a speech there, and that was in the lead up to you becoming speaker, and then I moved to Atlanta and we became really close friends. Have you ever witnessed a candidate this radical running for any office?
No, look, it's crazy. Fetterman, people need to understand, this is not just about philosophy. Fetterman is the chairman of the parole board on 25 occasions. He was the only person on the parole board who voted to release a convicted murderer 25 times. Now, the other four members voted no, but this is a guy who's showing you in action. When we say he's pro-criminal, that's because he's literally pro-murderer. He has two former convicted murderers who are actually working on his staff. And I don't quite know what his passion is for dealing with, people like this. But he said at one point they could release one-third of the prisoners in Pennsylvania and no one in Pennsylvania would be harmed. Well, tell that to the people of Philadelphia, who just set a record for carjackings, over 1,000 already this year. They have a record for murders. They have a record for robbery. They know that people like Fetterman have made the lives of innocent everyday citizens much more dangerous. And I'm really looking forward to the town hall meeting with you and with Dr. Oz in York. As you know, I was born in Harrisburg. So getting a chance to come back, to be in Pennsylvania, to really be part of what I think is going to be a great victory for people of Pennsylvania, a victory for the energy industry in Pennsylvania that has thousands of jobs, a victory for people being safe from criminals, and a victory for common sense.
So Oz comes out of a bruising primary, a very, very tough primary, especially against Dave McCormick, who is now openly and enthusiastically in supporting Dr. Oz. As is Jeff Bartos and all the other candidates. And anyway, comes out of that kind of battered and beaten up a little bit. And Fetterman thinks he's cute and says, he worked in New Jersey. I'm like, he actually worked. Yeah. He had a job that took him to New York and New Jersey. And, meanwhile, this guy, can you imagine being 50 years old and never having worked a single job in your life? How do you relate to the hardworking people that define Pennsylvania?
Well, look, I think Fetterman is living a lie. I think he's good at it, and I think that he pretends to be somebody he's not. I would point out, by the way, that Dr. Oz actually went to medical school in Pennsylvania, in Philadelphia, has a long relationship with Philadelphia. As my brother said, when Fetterman was at the very peak of this, my brother lives near Harrisburg, and Randy said to me, you know, this isn't going to work because, frankly, New Jersey isn't nearly as scary as Fetterman.
That's a pretty good line.
Yeah, it's a great line. And I think it's true. I mean, if you look at Fetterman's positions, he wants to set up federally funded heroin centers where people can go to get their heroin. He is in favor of policies that are so radical. He actually makes Bernie Sanders look like a moderate.
I mean, that says a lot to me. Look, we're 20 days out of this election, and it really is simple for me. And I'm trying to keep it very simple for my audience, at least. And this election is about, are you happy with the 41-year high of inflation that the Heritage Foundation says is costing every household in America $7,200 additional dollars a year just for bare necessities? Are you happy with record high gas prices? Are you happy with Joe's open borders and the preferential treatment given to people that don't respect our borders, our law, our sovereignty, and they get, let's see, a Biden phone, no COVID mandate vaccine, no COVID test, and then free transportation in the dark of night to an obscure airport? Are you happy with that? Are you happy with the fact that we have record levels of murder, violent crime all across the country, especially in states that have elected Democrats for decades? Are you happy with the woke education your kids are getting in school? Because if you're happy, then vote Democrat. If you're not happy, this is your opportunity to begin the process of getting this country back on track. I don't think it's more complicated than that, but you're smarter than me.
No, look, I tell everybody, look at your 401k, and then you'll know why you're going to vote Republican. And the average person has lost like 25 or 30% of the value of their retirement savings, thanks to Joe Biden. I did a little thing yesterday. I noticed that Biden was off buying ice cream cone again. Well, it turns out ice cream in the last 10 months, the price of ice cream has gone up 20%. Now, somebody pointed out to me, Biden doesn't actually pay for his ice cream, so he may not notice this. But think about that. Every time.
Well, wait a minute, but Mr. Speaker, hang on. At that very moment that he was sucking down one of his ice cream cones, he said that the economy is strong as hell. Am I missing something?
Well, look, I mean, first of all, the idea that Biden has any idea about the economy is goofy. This guy lives in a government-supplied house, flies a government-supplied airplane, has a government-supplied, taxpayer-supplied helicopter, is surrounded by the Secret Service paid for by the taxpayer. How would he have any idea about the economy as it affects real human beings? Plus, you know, Biden's entire career has been just making stuff up. I mean, he had to drop out of two presidential races because he kept making stuff up and the press kept finding it. So I'm not surprised by anything he says.
Let me ask you, because the mainstream media mob will ignore this, and I don't know how much attention you've been paying to this. We now know that the former First Lady of Moscow invested $100 million in the Biden family syndicate to buy commercial real estate in America. We now know that the Biden family got $5 million from the communist Chinese, that energy company they were doing business with a zero interest loan that was forgivable. Did you ever get a zero interest loan that's forgivable? I never heard of that before. That sounds to me like the biggest influence peddling example that we've ever had in the history of this country.
Well, there's no question that this is the most corrupt administration in American history. There's just no question about it. And there's no question that the Justice Department has been corrupted because there's, for example, Lieutenant Commander Bob Alinsky, who had actually been in business with Hunter, has never been interviewed by the FBI, ever. Now, I mean, explain that. And he's been openly available. He actually went and saw him and said, "Hey guys, I'm available," and they just weren't interested. And you have to wonder, I mean, how big a fix is in? And they're talking about going after Hunter on some minor baloney. But the fact is, we ought to know why were the Russians, Ukrainians, a little bit of Romania, I understand, and the Chinese all had a piece of the Biden family business.
Well, you're forgetting one thing. You're forgetting Ukraine and Kazakhstan, but go ahead.
Yeah, so I said Ukraine. So I didn't say
Sorry.
Kazakhstan, so I stand
Sorry,
for
it. I apologize.
Yeah, but my only point is, normally, you know, and we've never seen, and we cannot get the University of Pennsylvania to release any of the information about the Biden Center, which I have a hunch was financed by the Chinese. And many people on the White House staff worked for the Biden Center at the University of Pennsylvania and therefore were being paid by the Chinese. I mean, all this stuff is so corrupt and so sick that it's part of the core reforms we need in the U.S. And to his credit, Senator Chuck Grassley and Senator Ron Johnson have both been very aggressive in trying to force the Justice Department to come up and tell the truth. You know, if you look at the most recent letter Senator Grassley sent, it is an astonishing suggestion of how much money was going to the Biden family, including the current president of the United States. And in any normal environment, there's no question in my mind, you would have a massive investigation underway and that the president of the United States would be in very substantial trouble.
All right, quick break. We continue from Pennsylvania with Dr. All right, quick break. We continue from Pennsylvania. We're here for our town hall tonight on Hannity on Fox News. More with Newt Gingrich on the other side as we continue. I don't know, maybe it's the cooler weather, maybe the temptation to cozy up. You can transform any or every room in your home with our friends at Blinds.com. It's amazing what happens when you put in new blinds and shades and shutters and drapes. And guess what? It's not a hassle. It's simple. It's easy. You order online. You don't sacrifice style. You don't sacrifice service. and maybe you need help making a selection. You're like me. I have no fashion sense at all whatsoever. I'm probably as bad as Fetterman on that front. But anyway, they have professional design consultants that will be available anytime you need one. If you need help measuring it or installing, they've got you covered there too. Blinds.com, no store can beat their prices. And right now you'll save an additional 40% off site-wide, up to 40% off everything on top of their everyday low prices. Just go to Blinds.com, tell them your friend Sean Hannity sent you. All right, Newt Gingrich is with us. He'll also be joining us at the town hall we have tonight on Hannity, 9 Eastern on the Fox News Channel with Dr. Oz. Let me ask you a final question. 21 days from today is going to be the morning after Election Day, the morning after the night before. When we wake up in 21 days, what do you expect the results to be in the House and Senate?
We're somewhere between plus 20 and plus 50 in the House. The most common number I see is 44, which will give Speaker McCarthy a real ability to get things done.
And wouldn't that be the biggest margin the Republicans ever had in the House?
Biggest, I think, since the early 1920s.
Wow.
And then I think there's a very real likelihood we'll be between plus 3 and plus 7 in the Senate. It depends on whether or not in these closing weeks, the independents are clearly moving. I just talked to somebody a while ago. In fact, your good friend Bill O'Reilly, who lives in Long Island, who told me that he believes that Zeldin is going to win in New York. Well, you start getting a Republican governor in New York. I think that Leora Levy has a real shot at winning the Senate seat, and we have a real governorship in Connecticut. I mean, you go right across the country. If the wave really does hit, we could be as high as plus 7 in the Senate, which would, of course, just shatter the Democrats.
Well, that would also include Tiffany Smiley out in the state of Washington against Patty Murray. That would include Joe O'Day in Colorado. That means Blake Masters would win. That would mean that Adam Laxalt wins. That would mean J.D. Vance wins. Ron Johnson wins. Mehmet Oz wins. That means General Bolduc wins in New Hampshire. That would mean that Ted Budd wins in North Carolina. Herschel wins in Georgia. And Rubio wins, and Grassley and Kennedy and Rand Paul and others, Tim Scott, they'll all win easily. That's what that means. I hope you're right, from your lips to God's ears, because 21 days from now, we'll probably know the answer to that question. And if it's what you think could happen, that would be an amazing step forward for the country to stop the onslaught and the damage that has been done. The wreckage in less than 2 years is unprecedented, in my view. Mr. Speaker, you're going to be on stage with us tonight on Hannity at our town hall with Dr. Oz. We appreciate you being with us, as always. And we're praying you're right.
Thank you.
All right, so Newt will join us tonight, along with Senator Tim Scott, Dr. Oz, obviously, Senator Tom Cotton, and much more. That's all coming up tonight, 9 Eastern. Set your DVR, Hannity, on the Fox News Channel.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're talking tea, we're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Here are some examples of what you'll hear from us on Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
This is where we discuss all things reality TV, all things popular culture.
And a little bit of Rappaport's reality, the reality of us.
We're figuring out. And if we had been recording these last 4 or 5 days, it would have been,
juicy.
The podcast would have taken a left turn.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2 of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic, and then Carvin and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. On Purpose is dedicated to helping you be happier, healthier, and more healed. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how he got comfortable with fear, navigating the changes in relationships, and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern. This conversation shows a never-seen-before side to Orlando Bloom and his unique life journey.
I think we all struggle sometimes to really deeply believe that we are enough, that we're valued, that we're valuable. You know, we're imprinted by our parents from the age of 0 to 7, right? Mm. I'm constantly trying to go like, how do I detach from my, this idea of what, is that my baggage? It doesn't look like my baggage. I mean, I know, okay, that's mine. Let's unpack that.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're talking tea, we're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Here are some examples of what you'll hear from us on Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
This is where we discuss all things reality TV, all things popular culture.
And a little bit of Rappaport's reality, the reality of
bit.
Us.
We're
a
figuring out. And if we had been recording these last 4 or 5 days, it would have been,
the
podcast would have taken a left turn.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2 of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carla Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carvin and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. On Purpose is dedicated to helping you be happier, healthier, and more healed. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how he got comfortable with fear, navigating the changes in relationships, and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern. This conversation shows a never-seen-before side to Orlando Bloom and his unique life journey.
I think we all struggle sometimes to really deeply believe that we are enough, that we're valued, that we're valuable. You know, we're imprinted by our parents from the age of 0 to 7, right? Mm. I'm constantly trying to go like, how do I detach from my, from this idea of what, is that my baggage? It doesn't look like my baggage. I mean, I know, okay, that's mine. Let's unpack that.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Exposing government waste and abuse of your liberties every day. Sean Hannity is on right now.
Hi, 25 now till the top of the hour, 800-941-SEAN, our number. You want to be a part of the program in Pennsylvania today for our town hall tonight with Dr. Oz. We'll also be joined by Senator Tim Scott, Senator Tom Cotton. Newt Gingrich will join us. Doug Mastriano, the gubernatorial candidate for the Republicans, he'll join us also during the course of the show. We'll set aside a segment for him tonight. This is an important governor's race. Anyway, before we get to the phones, let me play for you Donald Trump. This is Donald Trump, March 13th, 2020. Because Joe Biden is now saying, now remember, Joe Biden inherited nearly 700 million barrels of oil that Donald Trump put in the strategic petroleum reserves. We're now down to about half of that because in the lead up to this midterm election, Joe saw gas prices as a detriment to many Democratic candidates around the country. People are sick and tired of paying double or triple what they were paying for a gallon of gasoline under Donald Trump. And so Joe decided to artificially increase the world supply, not by producing more domestically. No, he's tapping the strategic petroleum reserves. And now we're down to about a 50-year low, down about half of what he inherited. And this is supposed to be there for a national emergency. Democrats not doing well in the polls is not a national emergency by any definition. So now Joe is saying that he's going to do this not just through Election Day. He's going to do this, till he entirely depletes it. And then if you want to refill it, well, it's going to be $100 a barrel to replace the 700 million barrels that you inherited when you became president. Now, this is what Donald Trump did and what he said back in March of 2020.
Based on the price of oil, I've also instructed the Secretary of Energy to purchase, at a very good price, large quantities of crude oil for storage in the U.S. Strategic Reserve. We're going to fill it right up to the top, saving the American taxpayer billions and billions of dollars, helping our oil industry and making us even further toward that wonderful goal which we've achieved, which nobody thought was possible, of energy independence. It puts us in a position that's very strong, and we're buying it at the right price.
He literally got us to energy independence. We hadn't been there in 75 years. And when Donald Trump left office, America was a net exporter of energy. Now we've got a president that is literally been begging and begging and begging and begging OPEC, sending emissaries to Venezuela, where that murdering dictator thug Maduro would get rich. He even has tried to strike a deal with Iran and import oil from Iran. Last year, he imported 1 million barrels of oil from Iran, 684 million barrels of oil from Russia, helping to make Russia rich, Iran rich, Venezuela rich, Saudi Arabia rich, OPEC plus nations rich. And then he did something I didn't even think Joe was capable of. Then, remember, Joe Biden referred to Saudi Arabia as a pariah nation. He referred to MBS as the murderer of journalist Jamal Khashoggi. And what does Joe do after he gets denied again and again and again by OPEC plus, including the Saudis and Russians? He gets on a plane, goes to the pariah nation, Saudi Arabia, and he got down on his hands and knees and not only kissed the MBS's ring, but he kissed his ass, begging him to produce more oil and increase the output so that we wouldn't do it here domestically, even though we have more natural resources, energy resources, than they do combined. And not only was he rejected, then he comes back and not only they're not going to increase production, they told him they're going to decrease production by 2 million barrels of oil a day, which is pretty much like MBS spitting in his face and giving him the middle finger all at the same time. Anyway, let's say hi to Larry. He's in North Carolina. Larry, you're on the Sean Hannity Show. How are you?
Thank you, Sean. I just don't understand what they're thinking about taking the fuel from the strategic reserve, because the way China is rattling their sabers over Taiwan, and Mr. Brainstorm in Washington, D.C. said, if they do anything to Taiwan, we're going to put boots on the ground. With all the problems that we are going through right now, the last thing you want to do is use all our oil, because when China decides, if they do decide to do what they're going to do, we're going to be in a pickle.
Well, I agree with you completely. And I think that the Biden family syndicate, you know, the idea that China would give the Biden family, imagine this. Imagine any American that would get an interest-free loan of $5 million and an interest-free forgivable loan. A forgivable loan means you don't really have to pay it back. It's free money. Is that not the biggest influence peddling scandal ever? And now we're discovering, of course, the $100 million that was invested by the former First Lady of Moscow into Hunter Biden and Joe Biden's real estate adventures, you know, to buy in seven states, you know, millions of square footage of office space. Yeah, $100 million from Russia, you know, and at this point, and that's where Tony Bobulinski came in and said, yeah, I was in meetings with Joe. He knew all about Hunter's foreign business dealings, including with China and Russia. Unbelievable. And now Joe is compromised. That maybe that's why he, you know, while simultaneously canceling the Keystone XL pipeline, if we had finished building it, we'd be getting 900,000 barrels of oil every single day from Canada. I don't mind importing oil from Canada. I don't have any problem with that. I don't particularly love little Justin, but that's neither here nor there. He's not Vladimir Putin. He's not the mullahs in Iran. He's not Maduro. He's not MBS. He's not OPEC. He's not, you know, he's not any of these guys. So, anyway, now we're going to compromise our national security, tap our strategic petroleum reserves, because he stubbornly, steadfastly refuses to reverse course and return to domestic energy production and become energy independent once again. That means beyond everything else, he's a very stupid man. Because number one, obviously it's good for national security. We don't have to rely on other countries for the lifeblood of our economy. Number two, it creates high paying career jobs in the oil industry. By the way, oil companies, when it's a boom time, they will literally train you, house you, teach you how to drive a truck, and they'll pay you $100,000 a year and then all the overtime you can stand. And you can actually begin to get rich in the process. That's how good these high paying career jobs are that are being wiped away every day because of Biden's adherence to climate cultism. And then it's also good. We can become, you know, why do we say oil rich nations? Why are these countries oil rich? They're rich as hell because they sell their oil, the lifeblood of the world's economy. What if we became energy independent and then took it the next step further and became energy dominant? Then we could provide. We have customers waiting for us. It's called Europe. After Vladimir Putin turned off the spigot, guess what? We could be supplying them with all their energy needs at premium prices, and America can be an oil and gas rich country as well. Wow. I wonder why nobody ever thunk of it before. Why hasn't anybody expressed that in government? We're so stupid. It's unbelievable. Anyway, appreciate the call, Larry. God bless you, man. Marty's in Pennsylvania where we are today. Marty, you coming to the town hall tonight?
No, I wish I was, Sean. Unfortunately, no, I won't be.
I've already, by the way, since I've arrived, eaten not one but two cheesesteaks, my favorite food in the entire world. Today is a cheat day. I am cheating today. I am eating whatever the hell I want, which I don't normally do.
Well, hey, you deserve it. You are the moss, the man of the hour, no doubt about it.
Well,
so, but listen,
my sensei is going to hear this and kick my ass tomorrow, but whatever. Go ahead.
Listen, I just got my latest statement from my investments down six digits, down over $100,000. You know, I'm a young man. I have time to make some of that back. But we are in trouble. This once was the once great state of Pennsylvania. The people are still great. Our leadership has destroyed it, much like the country. We're at a turning point. People got to get out and vote. They got to get Oz in there. Uncle Fester, no good for Pennsylvania.
All I can say, and I'm going to repeat it as often as I need to, so everybody in Pennsylvania knows. Because if you don't elect Oz and you elect this trust fund brat that never worked a day in his life, that tries to act like the working man, he's not. He's a phony. He's a fraud. He's a complete liar. This is a guy that wants no restrictions on abortion. Let me define that to you. You're dilated 5 centimeters, about to give birth to a child. If you decide, if Fetterman had his way, to have an abortion at that moment, you know what? I'm going to change my mind before this baby is born. You would have a legal right under his position on abortion to be involved in infanticide, because that child can live outside the womb. And this is so many Democratic candidates. Everyone thought abortion is going to be a bad issue for Republicans. Not until you find out there's nobody that I know that says that they're pro-choice that supports late-term abortion, because they know it's a viable child at that point in pregnancy. Not a single person. They like, yeah, rare, early, and legal. You know, to use Bill Clinton's phrase, I'm talking about pro-choice people. I'm pro-life. I do make exceptions for rape, incest, mother's life, etc. This is a guy that will destroy Pennsylvania's economy because of his moratorium on fracking. This is a guy that has advocated the release of more convicted murderers than any other candidate in the history of our country. This guy wants to open up Pennsylvania's prisons and release a third to half of all convicted criminals. This is a guy that prided himself in taking pictures with the street gang, the Crips members. This is a guy that loves BLM, not people that say Black Lives Matter, the group that was chanting, what do we want, dead cops, when do we want them now? He wants to take Pennsylvania's hard-earned money and spend that money on what he calls safe heroin injection sites. Excuse me, there's no such thing as safe using heroin, you idiot. It's a slow method of suicide. In some cases, a very fast one. He wants to sue oil companies. He wants to sue grocery store CEOs. This guy wants Pennsylvania to be a sanctuary state. This is a guy. Imagine a Republican, any Republican, sees an African-American jogger, guy minding his own business, running, you know, doing his workout, is doing his thing, and he chases after him with a shotgun. And according to the guy, pointed it right at his chest and held them there, prisoner, until the cops showed up. And the guy did nothing wrong. Nothing wrong. It even happened in the town. This is how nuts this guy is. Imagine if a Republican did that. And by the way, he admitted on tape that he did it. This is a bad guy. Never mind everything else about him. And, oh, I need to debate with a teleprompter and closed captioning. I mean, he won't release his health records. Anyway, we have time for one more quick call. Marty, thank you. I love our friends in Pennsylvania. Let's say hi to Chris in El Paso, Texas. So I see that the Biden people wanted your mayor to lie and pressure your mayor not to declare a state of emergency where you have thousands of illegal immigrants coming into your city every day.
Sean, last month we had over 50,000 illegals come through, not including the getaways. This month we're at over 30,000 getaways if the numbers keep going the way they are. This is ridiculous. I flew from Miami to Miami. We had 4 Venezuelans on the flight. And then here, our mayor is flat out helping the President of the United States break federal law, Sean. That's what it comes down to. And they both need to go and be impeached.
Well, I don't disagree. And I'll tell you, this money now that the Biden family syndicate, the millions of dollars in no interest and no and forgivable loans from China, and the $100 million invested by this former first lady of Moscow, and Joe being implicated in all of it. Stay tuned. The word impeachment and Joe Biden will probably be coming out of a lot of people's mouths after the new year. All right, we got to take a quick break. We'll continue. All right, you hear about voting rights, immigration, foreign policy, gender, marriage. You know, these are all subjects that are a big part of the political dialogue today. We talk about them often on my shows, but they're also at the heart of so many campaigns this election. Here's a question. What did our framers, what did our founding fathers have to say about these issues? Now, we've moved so far from the founders' understanding of government, you're going to be surprised by their answers. Now, my favorite college, Hillsdale College, has the best way to learn about our founders' deep and wise insights into human nature. And you can now join Hillsdale professors Thomas West and David Azarad, and they explore the ideas and the thoughts of our founders in Hillsdale's newest free, that's right, free online course. It's called The Real America Founding, A Conversation. What are you waiting for? It's absolutely free. Anyway, with the midterm elections only 20 days away, right around the corner, you need to understand the founders' thoughts about the pressing issues of their time and our time. Now you can watch the trailer of The Real America Founding, A Conversation. Sign up. We have a special website. It's seanforhillsdale.com. That's S-E-A-N-F-O-R, Hillsdale.com. And while you're there, you may want to get their free monthly speech digest in Primus. seanforhillsdale.com. All right, that's going to wrap things up for today. We are on Hannity tonight. We're in Pennsylvania. Dr. Oz, Senator Tom Cotton, Senator Tim Scott, Newt Gingrich, Doug Mastriano will stop by, and much more. We are having a town hall conversation with Dr. Oz, and you, hopefully, you'll join us, 9 Eastern, Hannity on Fox News. See you tonight, back here tomorrow. Well, actually, back in the hellhole, New York tomorrow. And we thank you for making this show possible.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.